A very good morning to you. Mary Fagan here with you this morning on Horizons as we begin 4 days of Mission Online in the Diocese. On the programme, in the midst of our mission, we look at Father Pat Ahern's new book, Forging the Dance. We get an update from Reverend Anne-Marie Stewart. And I've Dr. Seamus O'Connell reflecting on his recent loss. First up, Bishop Ray Brown.
Good morning, Mary, and good morning to all tuned into Horizons this Sunday morning.
Now, before we move to talking about mission as today begins it, we've had a few sad deaths in the diocese in the last number of weeks.
Yes, and thinking in particular of Father Donal O'Connor, who died 2 weeks ago. Father Donal is well known for his work as chaplain in MTU, Munster Technological University in Tralee. He died suddenly, I think died in his sleep. Donal was a lovely man of deep faith, a deep thinker, a man of great kindness, warmth and friendship. Way back when he was ordained, he chose a quote from Pope John the 23rd. In my window, a little light will always keep burning. All may come in. The arms of a friend are waiting. You know, that shows Donal's basic kindness and basic warmth for people, especially people who are going through a difficult patch. Lord have mercy on him, may he rest in peace. You know, and sympathy to all who mourn him, community at MTU, his family, and his many, many, many people he was in contact with.
And I wasn't talking to you since the death of Pope Benedict either.
Yes, New Year's Eve, that Pope Benedict died. It's 10 years almost since he retired. You know, he will be well known for bringing in that modern reality that medicine can keep us alive, medicine can give us a quality of life, but we can't do a full day's work. And in a position like the Pope's position, one needs to be able to, you know, to be fully involved in things. There was the awfulness of the Second World War, the awfulness of Hitler. And as a German teenager, he was in the middle of that. You know, and straight after the war, he went to the seminary to study philosophy and theology. And I just think in terms of his whole life, maybe he was trying to come to terms with the awfulness of war. How could it have happened? How could people treat each other like that? As a priest, as a cardinal, as pope, to find God in that and still say God is love. Maybe the way he has been in recent decades too, maybe it was the same thing was challenging him. Europe recovered well after the war, economically, technically. Standards of living, opportunities for so many were possible. And yet amid that, people in their millions left their faith to one side. In recent decades, for so many people, faith into playing just a very insignificant part in people's daily lives. Pope Benedict was concerned at that, you know, that should we not be grateful to the Creator and grateful to God? And also, if we leave God aside and there's poverty amidst us too, is there not a danger that things will go very wrong again? So I think of Pope Benedict as really trying to tease out and maybe challenged by those very, very serious questions. In the light of what he went through and his family went through and so many families went through back in the 1930s when he was a teenager, the early 1940s and World War II.
It's amazing and very, very sad to see us in the middle of another war in this day and age.
Definitely. You know, Pope Francis has been saying for 4 or 5 years that there's a world war on, except that it's in five different bits. It's not one war in one spot, one focus. Mm-hmm. It's in 4 or 5 different places. And Ukraine has brought that home to us because that's the peace that's happening in Europe. Already some things were happening in the ongoing Middle East situation, further down in the Gulf and in some other countries too.
It's just a pity that that's how people think they can sort out problems, by actually killing each other.
St. Francis's prayer, Lord, make us all instruments of your peace. Where there's hatred, let us sow love. Just to mention two other things, it's Church Unity Week this week. It's the 8 days leading up to next Wednesday, which is the Feast of the Conversion of St. Paul. As St. Paul came to be a Christian, so too maybe the spirit that inspired St. Paul might inspire Christians to come closer and closer together. And in this week, just to greet our fellow Christian ministers, Reverend Simon Lumby, Church of Ireland here in Killarney, Reverend Jim Stevens, Tralee, Church of Ireland, and Karen Spence, Methodist here in Killarney. And of course, I'm sure you'll mention the two ministers out in Killorglin.
Chatting to Reverend Anne Marie later in the programme, they're retiring in a month or two.
On a happy note, just to congratulate the parish of Fuss and the parish of Rathmore on their great day out in Croke Park last Sunday when they won the Junior All-Ireland Club Championship and the Intermediate.
Absolutely brilliant, yeah, great. So there's lots of fun and happiness and joy in the midst of all the different things that are going on.
Yes, I'm sure some children rejoiced in the snow during the week.
Now, the big issue for us at the moment, again, an opportunity to share, come together and so many people to gather online. Our mission begins. Horizons is followed by Mass from Our Lady in St. Brendan's, and then we have Mass online from Ballybunion. And each of the 4 days, we have Mass coming from a different part of the diocese online. We have reflections available online. People can make petitions online. And of course, tonight, our mission talks begin with Dr. Patricia Kiernan at 8 o'clock. So a huge schedule of events. Bishop Ray, how do you feel about launching this mission this year?
I'm delighted that we are having this. Is it our third year? I think it is. Unfortunately, I have to journey today to Kilkenny, where the new bishop has been ordained, Bishop Niall Coll, the Bishop of Ossory Diocese. So I won't be in the diocese today. Just to launch it and say, thank God for the mission. Thank God for all who have signed up for it, gone online and signed in. Please God, it will be a great success. And let us all appreciate these online events. You know that we're a scattered diocese. Many people are very far from the centre. We can come together, we can be one through these missions. And you know, if we organise a speaker to come on 4 nights in a row, they spoke to 100 people in 4 different places, we'd be delighted. And yet in this way, we can have 400 or 500, maybe many more, that sign up and maybe come all 4 nights. The speakers can deliver from their home base, whether it be Limerick or Dublin or wherever.
Our final speaker is from Athlone.
Couldn't come from a better town.
That's what I thought you'd say, Bishop Ray.
The topic is growing in love. It's linked to the actual textbooks for National School for Religion, Grow in Love. It has many meanings. For example, grow in the love of Christ, that we're surrounded by God's love and we grow in God's love, just as a little child grows in the presence of the love of the parents. So too, we breathe in the love of God all around us, the love of God present. So it's a lovely title, and we need to grow too as loving people, grow in our own ability to love, and we grow surrounded by the love of family and friends. There's different aspects that you've mentioned. Let people go online and tune in. It's great to see so many have gone online and signed up for it.
It's a way of bringing prayer into your home. People have collected their mission booklet in the church, and if they haven't, they can get it today. I mean, that is the basis of our lives. If your prayer is in your home, it becomes very integrated into your day.
Congratulations to those who work so hard on the booklet. Beautifully presented, and there's a thought for each day, and everything is mentioned there. People can give a few minutes each night to looking at the booklet, to praying together, to reflecting on their faith, to reflecting on their belief in God, and maybe to reflecting on their trust in God. Who knows what's ahead for any family the year ahead? The family can cope. All of us can cope with the help of God. Lacoon of Jay.
We're delighted at the response and look forward to engaging people all the way through this, the next 4 days. Today actually begins Catholic Schools Week as well.
Yes. For a number of years now, this week in January, we focus on the value of our schools and the value of belief in God and living by faith, hope and love. The theme this year is Walking Together in Faith and Love. That synodal theme that Christians journey together through life, supporting one another, sharing their lives. So that's walking together through life. Any of us looking back in a few years of our lives, nothing has meant more to us than the people who have been with us. Our families, our homes, our friends. God walks with us, and we walk in God's love, and we walk in the love of the community around us. So it's a lovely theme.
Beautiful. Finally, Bishop Ray, we're back to the mission. Go to dioceseofkerry.ie and there's a pop-up there and they can register. They can still register for the mission and they'll get an email every day connecting them to all parts of it.
You know, many older people will love the mission if they join in it, and maybe for younger people to offer to sign them up and offer to link them up each evening, make sure that they successfully go online and join the speakers and benefit from the other parts as well.
Absolutely. You have a prayer first.
It's actually tonight's prayer on the mission. There on page 5. Loving Jesus, open our eyes, see each other as you see us. Thank you for your compassion, understanding, and everlasting acceptance of each one of us. Help each of us to offer a little of that to someone else this day. Amen.
Bishop Ray Brown, thank you very much for joining us this morning as we begin our mission.
Thanks to everyone for listening this morning. And just to encourage people, encourage one another, encourage neighbours to join in some part of the mission. You know that in the future for the church, online events will be a great blessing, will be a great enrichment for the faith throughout the diocese. Every blessing on the mission.
Ellen Godfrey and Mary Moylensing, Jesse Manabuson's Open My Eyes.
Open my eyes, Lord. Help me to see your face. Open my eyes, Lord. Help me to see.
The next 4 nights we have special mission guests. Tonight we've Dr. Patricia Kieran. Monday night we've Father Hugh Lagan. Tuesday night we've Dr. Michael Conway. And Wednesday night we've Trina Doherty. So let's go now to Athlone and Trina Doherty. Trina's a journalist, an author, a writer, mother of one lovely little boy. Trina, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Mary. It's lovely to be with you. My background is in theology. I've studied theology and I've worked in that field for many years ever since in various different ministries, but a lot in communications. So I've worked for Reality Magazine and I've done work for lots of other publications.
Athlone, you're right in the middle of the country. What's it like living there? And you've been there about 15 years, I believe.
Yeah, more than that at this stage. It's a fantastic town. It's got the best of everything and it's handy to get everywhere from as well. I have my family here now as well, my husband and my little boy. So yeah, no, I'm very happy here.
What age is your little
very
boy?
Settled. He's 7. He'd be 8 now this year.
Somebody was saying to me the other day that the life of a journalist is a difficult one because you're kind of looking for news the whole time. And have you found it hard?
It can be difficult. Yeah, it can. I worked in local journalism here in Athlone for more than 10 years, so that's been a huge part of my life. I suppose if you kind of get into a bit of a rhythm of it, there are certain things that will always be happening. You know, there's council meetings. A lot of what's interesting about it is kind of the little local stories, little personal stories about sometimes businesses that have been going for years are opening or closing, or people are kind of raising money for charities. You kind of get to know an awful lot about the community. Just, it's a very interesting life. It can be difficult because a lot of journalism, I suppose, is moving online, and there's an immediacy to it that there wouldn't have been even when I started out. But yeah, no, it's very interesting, especially local journalism. There's a lovely community kind of aspect to it.
Do you have to be very nosy, Triona?
A little bit. You kind of find that everything you do and everybody you talk to, you're always thinking, oh, I must find out more about that now. And, you know, there could be a story in it. I suppose so. I mean, you have to know where to draw the line and switch off as well. You get people saying to you, oh, I can't talk to you about this now. You know, you're a journalist.
Never trust a journalist, they say.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, you have to be constantly saying, no, I'm off duty.
Well, what I'd really like to ask you about this morning are your books. I believe that you've worked on a number of books. Are you on your third one with Jane Mellett, The Deep End, Journeying with the Sunday Gospels, taking it year by year. Tell me about what you've done.
Yes, so we've had two books published so far, and these are co-written with a good friend of mine, Jane Mellett. 2 years ago, we published our first book, which was concentrating on the year of Luke. So the books are a collection of reflections on the Sunday Gospels, and I suppose they've been in the works for many, many years. Jane and I had, between us, been writing reflections for Intercom magazine. It was a little section in that called The Deep End, and we were writing reflections on the Sunday Gospel, sort of trying to come at things from a new angle or a different angle. So for years and years, we talked on and off about putting these together into a book, and it took a while for us to get around to doing anything about it, but eventually we did, and Messenger Publications, thankfully, were happy to take us on. So we've published book for year C, the liturgical year C, which is the year of Luke, and then last year we published the book on the year of Matthew, so that's the current church year, the liturgical year at the moment. So delighted to have those two out, and very different focuses in those because we are dealing with two different gospels, and we're starting work now with Mark's gospel at the moment, which is the coming liturgical year. So they've kept us very busy for the last couple of years.
Triona, how did you get interested in this?
Jane and I studied theology together in Maynooth, so we would have gone from school into undergraduate in Maynooth. Both studied theology, and then we both went on to do a master's in theology where we focused on scripture. So we were both in that world, and, you know, we had different focuses for our postgrads, obviously, but just kind of arising from that, then we were writing these reflections. You know, we were sometimes kind of contacted to give different, you know, reflections in different places, and Jane would do quite a lot of retreat work and that sort of thing as well. So it just kind of arose from that. We kind of had always kept in touch with that side of writing, and it's been lovely, really, to kind of be able to take the time to focus on the different gospels, because we don't get to do that, I suppose. For many people, we're kind of maybe going along to church or to mass and we hear the gospels. We might not necessarily make the connection between what happened last week or kind of see them as a body. So it's lovely to have had the time to kind of put together all these things into a body of work and to bring some of the themes of the gospels out in it.
It's lovely for us to have two Irish women writing these reflections. Women, I say, in particular.
Yeah, absolutely. There aren't a lot of women who are coming up with these sort of books in Ireland. There are some in other parts of the world, of course. But, I mean, a lot of these books, maybe reflections on gospels or ideas for homilies, are written by men and mainly by clergy. So, you know, we kind of feel that we have a different voice, a fresh approach. We're two women who are living in the world and have different experiences. So we've brought some of that into the books as well.
Thank you, Triona Doherty. And I look forward to chatting to you Wednesday night at 8 o'clock as our mission guest.
Thanks, Mary.
After the break, I chat to Father Seamus O'Connell, who has had two family bereavements in the last year.